Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of heat here, and it's brought to you by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat, and by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Clay Ferraro is a sports anchor and reporter on Local 10 here in Miami. And the Heat, they're in the All-Star break right now. They play Atlanta tomorrow night. And the D-Wade retirement ceremony is Saturday night at the AAA. I think Local 10 is doing something for it. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And have ourselves a little Ferraro side chat with Clay Ferraro. Hello, Clay.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Would you agree Derrick Jones Jr. was the runaway, unblemished winner of the slam dunk contest, or are you a little up in the air over what happened to Aaron Gordon?
Well, I would say unblemished. I don't know if I'd say runaway. I thought Aaron Gordon was outstanding as well. What I didn't really get, though, was all this uproar about, you know, Gordon getting a nine from Dwayne Wade when Dwayne Wade gave Derrick Jones Jr. a 9 on his first dunk. He said it was because he missed the first chance, the first attempt. And yet it felt like for most of the contest that Gordon was being held to a different standard. Like, Jones was docked for missing his first dunk, and yet some of Gordon's best dunks were on second, third attempts. So I was kind of like, if you're looking at strictly the last dunk, I guess I could see some of the uproar, but I mean, he didn't jump over Taco Fall, and for most of the night, he was jumping over Chance the Rapper, who's 5'2", and he was putting him a lot closer to the basket than Derrick Jones Jr. even put Bam when he jumped over him. So I felt like for most of the night, there were different rules for the two of them, so I thought in the end it was just. But I wouldn't say runaway. I thought Gordon was great, but I thought Derrick Jones was the better dunker.
And airplane mode dunk contest now, Clay. Bam won the skills competition. None balled out now, especially in the first half of the Rising Stars game. The Miami Heat dominated this weekend, didn't they?
They did, and I think, look, nobody's going to sit here and say that, oh, because they won the skills contest and the dunk contest, that this is a Miami Heat takeover in this league now. What I think was the best outcome for Miami was this, that, look, you had Bam and Jimmy Butler playing hacky sack with a basketball with Joel Embiid, and these guys got to know Giannis a bit better, and I think people got to know these guys for who they are as teammates. And as Dwayne Wade said a couple of years ago when he left Miami, he said this league is all about relationships, people, and I think that's starting to bear out a little bit. And the more that these guys get some notoriety and get to know the potential superstars that could be the missing piece for Miami moving forward, everything that came out of this weekend was great, even if it was more so for the relationship than it was for any trophies these guys took home.
Yeah, I think the Miami Heat come out of the weekend as definite winners. Like, if you did the winners and losers, arrow up, arrow down after All-Star weekend, the Heat come out looking good. But we can't forget that they went on a 1-4 run, you know, right going into the All-Star break. So there's like they gotta get things together as well for the next half of the season, I guess. And I would imagine the addition of Andre Iguodala and Jay Crowder should lend itself to things being good. Does it make you a little bit nervous at all, though, that they've got these two new pieces?
Well, I'll tell you what's making me nervous is you guys have asked me like 4 basketball questions, and I didn't sign up for this. Like, I was thinking, all right, we'll appease the sponsors by giving you 15 seconds of heat and move on to some of the craziness we normally do. And I'm like, no.
Well, Cherry Coke was released on this day in 1985. Would you like to talk about Cherry Coke?
Yeah, I like Cherry Coke. I was a big fan of Cherry Coke.
Game changer. Wait a second. Don't undersell it. That was a game changer.
Game changer. No, it was great. It was good, but it kind of prompted a question for me. Doesn't everybody like cherry Coke? I don't think this is really a debatable subject.
It's really just Coke with grenadine, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you something. No. The best cherry Coke is if you get one at a bar and the bartender makes it with Coke and some grenadine.
Like a Coke Shirley Temple.
The real cherry Coke. If you ask, that's why you make fun of me when I ask for a cola.
Yeah.
If you ask for a cherry cola at the bar and they make it with grenadine, it's not just coming out of the whatever that thing
stout
is called. Yeah, yeah, with cherry Coke. The real cherry Coke. Same thing with a vanilla Coke. If you can get a vanilla Coke with a couple spritzes of actual vanilla flavoring, so much better than a pre-made cherry Coke or vanilla Coke.
Vanilla extract?
No, not vanilla extract.
Say, that'd be nasty as hell.
That would be terrible. No, you know to put vanilla extract in your in your waffle or your pancake batter.
I ain't putting vanilla extract in none of my waffles.
You don't put vanilla extract in your waffle batter? Your pancake batter?
I'm an Eggo guy. I can't put nothing in the batter. They're already made. I put them in the toaster.
Eggos
aren't bad.
Thank you.
Eggos aren't bad in a pinch, but man, you compare that. Yeah, they're not bad in a pinch, but come on, man. You compare that to an actual fresh waffle off the griddle?
I don't work at IHOP.
I mean, what are we doing here? You're telling me that you don't make some batter and cook up your grit on the griddle?
Who am I?
On the griddle?
Aunt Jemima, and make a joke.
Look at my eyes and tell me what the answer is. Who am I? Mel Sharples from Alice? No, you don't make your own. You don't make your own pancake or waffle batter. Oh my God!
All right, okay. Now, all right. That eased my nerves a bit.
All right. We're back.
Okay. So the original question: am I nervous about it? No. I think looking at that road trip, and this was before Jimmy Butler hurt his shoulder against the Clippers, and I probably looked at it as a likely 2-3 trip. And maybe 3-2 at best, and then Butler gets hurt, and so you go 1-4. That's fine. And I think the big thing that you look at historically, the Heat have been really good post All-Star break under Eric Spoelstra, and I think that you get these guys together, and yeah, first off, get them away for a little bit, but then you bring them together for a couple of days of practice where they can get to know each other now, and they can do some self-scouting over the last couple of months, and guys like Jay Crowder and Andre Iguodala and even Solomon Hill, you can figure out where these guys fit. And so now I think moving forward, you combine the fact that these guys are going to have some time with their new teammates and the fact that Spo normally figures things out a bit. And, oh, by the way, they got the fifth easiest schedule the rest of the way in the NBA. I think all those things kind of come up. No, I'm not nervous. I feel like had Butler not gotten hurt, maybe they win one or two more of those games. And now they got an easy schedule. But they got to take care of business. They got to beat some of these teams that they should beat, and that starts tomorrow night.
And, Clay, last week, really, you know, before the All-Star weekend, Pat Riley was asked about Bam, and this was his quote. He's Zoe. He's UD. He's Dwayne Wade. He's the standard bearer. He's the real deal. Bam's already there, or was Pat Riley a little too excited about that statement?
I think the statement was just as much about him as a person and the attitude and kind of the guy that brings the intensity, the work ethic, and all of that. Now, look, you have to be a really good player in order for that to matter. You have to be an all-star level player. Do I think that he is at this point, the next Dwayne Wade as far as being an all-NBA first-team player? I think there's a lot more that has to be decided, and he's still got to take another step or two. And yet, I think the important thing with someone like Bam is he's going to bring the work ethic. He's going to bring that team-first mentality along with Butler that is going to attract a star, a real high-level star at some point in the next couple of years. So, you know, look, I think as with Riley, I think you have to, as what you always see with Pat, I think you kind of have to parse the words a little bit. I remember when, you know, they made the move for Luol Deng, and he called Luol Deng the biggest free agent signing in Heat history. Well, I mean, technically, he was kind of right because they traded for LeBron. And you know, they ended up bringing these guys in via trade that were big-time names. And the free agent part of it was technically true. But was Luol Deng the biggest addition they'd ever made? Of course not. Of course not. So I think with Riley, you kind of have to sometimes look past look and see exactly what he's meaning. And I think with Bam, go back and read that Zach Lowe article last week. It was just outstanding about who he is as a person and how much of an enormous step he's already taken. And yet there's still so much more to go. And I think they truly believe that he is going to get to that level. But I think it's just as much about him, the person, as it is him, the player.
15 minutes of heat. Clay Ferrero from Local 10 joining me and Mrs. Butterworth. Do you have anything planned for the D-Wade weekend on Local 10?
Oh, man. I can't get back to basketball after that. We're going all out, as you would expect. Yeah. And I think it's really going to start on Friday. I think Ira mentioned this yesterday, and I found it really interesting that the NBA has basically told them, look, you can't devote like a movie long dedication to these guys because there's a game to be played and you can't put the other team in a rough spot at halftime by making them sit in longer than a typical Super Bowl halftime show. So I think Friday night is going to be just as big, just as much fun because there's really no time limit there.
Right.
And they can do whatever they want. So, we're going to be out there on Friday night. We're going to be out there Saturday night. And hopefully this thing lives up to it. If you get a chance, check out Will Manso, WPLG. He posted a lot of he got a sneak peek of some of the programs and the stuff that they're going to have coming up. And it's going to be awesome.
And, Clay, I got a silly question for you because I saw you actually tweet about it where you're a tall guy. What are you, 6'3", 6'4"?
Very tall.
You long.
Yes, yes.
And I saw you tweet about the XFL player that took his time on the sideline to talk about reclining airplane seats. Are there any unwritten rules about reclining your airplane seat?
This is all I'm asking. Okay, look, and not only am I 6'4", but I am all legs. Like, if I sit down at the desk, and this is no joke, guys, I look shorter at the desk than Nicole, Calvin, and Betty. Because my torso is really short.
But I have to tell you, it's staggering when Clay stands up. If you've only seen him on the TV set and then you see him standing, it is staggering.
It's huge.
Right. So look, and it's not just the height, it is the build. And so when I'm sitting down in an airplane seat, I kid you not, and I wasn't joking about this, like I have gotten off planes with scrapes and bruises. I remember one time I didn't expect the guy in front of me to, it just came out of nowhere. He reclined really quickly. And it scraped up and cut my, and I yelled. Like, it was one of those where it shocks you. And, like, I remember people turning around and looking at me. But it was just as much the threat. So
we're going to need an air marshal.
No, I hope not. I hope not. Maybe I'm on some sort of no-fly list now that I'm not aware of. But this is all I ask. This is all I ask. Just turn around and say, hey, do you mind if I recline? I'm always going to say yes. Always going to say yes. But these people who just like jerk back really quickly, it can hurt. It can cause pain. And look, the video that went viral, whoever the guy was that was punching the back of that poor lady's seat, like, give me a break. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is just turn around and ask. Just say, hey, is it okay if I drop back? And I'll always find a way to move. But if you just drop back, man, I'm going to end up in the ER. I can't do this. I'm too old now.
Well, I'll speak on behalf of short people. I don't like tall people because I wish I was tall. So I'd do the quick jerk back, no warning, no look. Sometimes I'll wait till you go to the bathroom. Then I'll flop it all the way back, and good luck getting back in, Jack.
But your feet don't touch the ground.
That's okay. That's okay, though. I would rather you do it when I get up and get, then I can adjust. That's fine. And if I end up sitting on your head just to make sure that I, then fine. And
all right.
See you back.
See you, legs.
Take care, fellas.
Clay Ferrero there from Local 10, a very stellar rendition of 15 minutes of heat, I believe.
Okay.
All right, do you have something to share with us, Mrs. Butterworth?
I got to tell y'all about
great
J and K Roofing.
Just up to that line, but it doesn't cross it.
You can go to hell, Butterworth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.